I can't be mad at Bron. I can't be mad at Bron. I can't be mad at AD. In all honesty, I can't even really be mad at Darvin Ham. I'm going to tell you why. And those are three people that stand out. Two players, one coach. I feel like Darvin Ham did his best as a rookie coach with the situation of having a past his prime Hall of Famer and a questionable second option, right? And when I mean questionable, it's not about the talent or anything like that. It's mainly to see how healthy he will remain the whole season, right? And I think what's not talked about a lot is not just AD's ability to stay healthy, but be able to perform a certain way to where he won't get injured, right? AD probably should have been more recognized or even won Defensive Player of the Year. Played, what, 76 games? That's a lot for him, right? Not moving the goalposts, and I understand other players probably have played an average of those games much more than him, whatever the case may be. I think he did stand out as a Defensive Player of the Year. He did not get that, right? AD is also called upon to anchor the load in, I would probably say, most of the games, whether it's regular season or the postseason. I think there's something to say about a player that can perform on both sides of the court. And you don't get that as much. You even hear former athletes of the NBA saying, the defense been gone from the NBA. Playing defense is a lost art, which comes from a lot of effort. And I believe that. I believe you have certain players. This is the reason why I feel like the Bucks won their championship, was because of Jrue Holiday. Obviously, you needed the Greek Freak to do whatever he does. 50-piece closeout game, yes. But for the fact that Jrue Holiday just gave Booker and CP3 issues, not shut them down, but gave them issues to where they couldn't be comfortable on offense, I think that helped a lot. So, with that being said, AD, thank you for your services. Would I want AD to stay on the Laker team? I would, but that would be my heart. Business-wise, no. At this point, we are the only team that seems like we're getting older. We need some young blood in there. And I'm going to bring up a couple of names towards the end of the episode. Now, when it comes to Bron, again, he's getting older. And he still managed, at this point in his career, his age and his ability to still score, this man can average anywhere between 18 to maybe 22 points a game. And that's nothing to blow over. It's a lot of younger cats that can't average 18 to 20-some points a game. Now, do they need to be meaningful points? Absolutely. And we might need those points in the fourth quarter, you know, but a lot of that stems from defense. We have no defense. In a defensive-less league, somebody needs to step up. I'm not sure where we go with this roster. I don't know at all. I'm not sure where we go with this roster. But at the end of the day, I felt like it was very difficult for me to accept the Denver loss only because we led this whole series, 60% of the series we led. And it's not how much, but it's when we led in these games, right? You know, being up at halftime, that's one thing. You make the adjustments and the other team comes back. That was game one. That was game one when we came out the gate on some set tripping shit. And we could not sustain that lead. And that trickles all the way down to game five, where in the third quarter, we had a nice size lead. up by 9, up by 10, up by 11. And then they went on a 8-2 run, and it was over after that. And we kept it close, you know what I mean? We ended up losing by 2 points. They just younger. There's nothing we could do with Joker. There's nothing too many teams can do with Joker. Now, I heard a lot of people saying, go out there and get Dwight Howard. And I agree, too. I think Dwight Howard should have been on that roster. Just because the rotation of the bigs to give AD a break, because Hayes was not the answer. I was excited for Hayes to come over this season because I know he's a rim rattler. He's going to play defense in the paint. He's untamed, though. You know what I mean? He's not an offensive juggernaut. Far from it. But he can spark something. It wasn't enough. We need more than just sparks in the postseason. That's one. You know, Christian Woods just never, he wasn't able to make the bounce back that we kind of, we needed all soldiers on deck. But I think it would have made a difference? Not that much. I mean, maybe, you know, if the wind blows a certain way, then it's a different outcome. And I get that. But that leads to Darvin Ham, which is rotation. You know, I fought on Twitter every goddamn day seeing people disrespect my boy Westbrook, saying that he wasn't a great fit. He's not a good fit for the Lakers. They don't want him as a guard. He's the one that's doing too much, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what is a good fit, though? You know, because no matter what guards we brought over there, I thought D'Lo was a great fit. I thought Schroeder was a great fit. I thought Gabe was a great addition. And we got nothing. All that crying that D'Lo did on the bench before, you know, around the trade deadline, we felt him. And he was an original Laker. He was more of an original Laker than Bron or AD, right? It just didn't happen. It just did not happen. And I'm here to say, if Bron would have made it out of that round, if he would have beat Denver, that probably would have put him in a space where he would have been untouchable. And the reason why I say that is because I don't think my Lakers as an organization has adapted to the new NBA. We're still on, if we got two of the greatest players in the world right now, we should be able to get the job done. And it's not really like that. Not saying that you don't need two of the greatest players in the world to make it happen. You need somebody in that top five, top 10. Giannis won with Drew Holiday when the second option being Middleton, who was banged up in the finals. See what I'm saying? Denver had Joker, best player in the league, but he has Jamal Murray. And he has a supporting cast like no other. I haven't seen a supporting cast like Denver since San Antonio. So the adjustment that the Lakers need to make this offseason, I see the Trae Young tweets and posts. I don't like it fully. I can't lie. But I'm not going to sit up there and say that I'm totally against it. I know offensively what he can provide. I do. And I know how much of a... he's determined. I can't take that away from him. Now, I pick Luka over him. You know, I like much bigger guards who can do more, right? But he's just as explosive, faster. He can shoot. But it's also what I opened up with. We need defense. And I feel like if we do go the Trae Young route, it's going to be the defense, which leads back to Darvin Ham. I don't know what he preaches when it comes to defense. Hell, we don't even know what he preaches when it comes to offense. So right now, this is what I'm saying. Me personally, I do not. I'm going to say this again. I do not want Darvin Ham back. That's number one. Number two, AD can definitely go and I will be fine with that. No love loss. I understand that Bron is a unique situation. I know, understand that Clutch Sports has a lot to do with that. But I'm here to say, when it comes to the overall roster, AD has to go. I know Bron is not going anywhere. And right now, Bron is more reliable than AD. That's just what it is. But we shall see, man. We shall see. Disappointed? I'm not sure if I'm disappointed. Frustrated might be the better word. And I'm not sure if I'm disappointed because I'm not surprised about the outcome. I would have been surprised if we beat Denver convincingly. That would have been a surprise. If we would have got to game 7, I wouldn't have been surprised about that. Because I've seen how they came out in game 5. And we all said it. Hey, yo, we win tonight. And then going back home, it was almost a promised W, right? And I there's a lot to say about that. Because Denver's not one of those teams. I don't think Denver's one of those teams that'll give you. I think Denver rolled over in game 4. I think they did. And I think game 6 would have been the same thing. Because going into a game 7 in Denver, it's not too many opposing teams coming out a winner. You know what I mean? So, but it would have gave us a chance, you know, and you don't want to give any team a chance, especially if you blow a 3-1 lead, right? So, with that being said, it was a great season. It was a frustrating season. I think we were all rushing to the postseason. And I'm speaking just strictly for Laker fans. We were rushing to get to the postseason. And the main reason why I was rushing was because of injuries. You know what I mean? But at the same time, when you look back at it, this was a roster to compete with Denver. I wouldn't worry about any other teams, you know? I mean, and shout out to Phoenix because God knows what's going to happen with that roster, you know? And Ant-Man has just been on a tear. We might be looking at the best player, overall best player in the league. We might be looking at that. But to see the downfall of KD, and I'm not sure what the hell Bradley Beal has turned into. Like, my God. And then Devin Booker, they were talking about they might have to blow up that team. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going to go happen in the West, you know, and it's with older players though. So we just don't know. But at the end of the day, man, look, I got to be satisfied that at least we got to the postseason. Again, I don't take no fades back. I would 9 times out of 10, I want that fade again with Denver and we could beat them. You just can't. And when I say you can beat them, that's not me being a delusional Laker fan. That's me saying, yo, if we beat them, that's major. That beating Denver is like beating that's like a championship game. You know what I mean? We know how difficult it is to play those cats, to beat those cats. So that's all I'm saying. This is total disrespect to OKC. Total disrespect to the Timberwolves. I don't believe in them. I don't. But they're doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? And they closed out their first round opponent. So, you know, no arguing on that. But Denver looks like they might be coasting back. You know what I mean? And they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. They have the formula. They have it. You know what I mean? So, shout out. The offseason is coming up. Like I said, you know, I brought up Trae Young. Spider Mitch has been brought up. I'm not sure what guard is going to be able to save this franchise while Bron is on the court. I don't, you know, but I will say this. I want to send an apology out to my boy Jar from the Rap Roundtable Gray Area, who's also a Laker fan. And from the beginning, he said, man, we got to go get Kyrie. Now, that was around the time Kyrie was in the tabloids for, and I didn't want that type of drama surrounding the team. You know, we're having a lot of there's a lot of worldly things going on out here in LA. You know what I'm saying? With the Palestine and, you know, UCLA, Westwood area, Beverly Hills area is going up. It's going up. Downtown is going up, right? And we don't need that type of press over here with the Lakers, you know? But at the same time, Kyrie has been quiet. Now, if you switch location, you put him over here in LA or you put him over there in New York, that might be a different story. But over there in Dallas, they doing their thing. And he's been out of the tabloids. He's just been doing his thing. That was the only thing that I was kind of afraid of, is him, you know, picking and choosing when he wanted to play, being in the tabloids, out, you know, outside of basketball. I just didn't want that. But as far as talent-wise, Bron has not won a championship without a guard that can control the floor. Dwayne Wade, Kyrie Irving, Rondo. They all controlled the floor. They controlled the offense. They controlled the tempo. They were the saviors, not saving him. Don't get me wrong, because I just finished arguing with my cousin about this shit. But they controlled the game through their point guard skills. Now, Wade is a two guard, but I get that. And he was on the second half of his, I think he was at the end of his prime. But yet and still, Wade is going to go down as a top three shooting guard of all time, right? So it's a lot to say about that. Bron hasn't played with a dominant guard in that Laker uniform. That's exactly what he needs. We looked at D'Lo and we looked at Schroeder like, can y'all demand that? Can y'all do that? You remember Schroeder didn't show up in the playoffs against the Suns that following year after the bubble. He did not show up in that game. Donut. D'Lo also had a donut in the series. And it's like, it's hard to say what it is. Is it the Bron effect by him taking over the point? Is it Darvin Ham not being able to coach or don't know how to coach? What is it? I don't know. Well, maybe we might get that information or that intel by listening to Bron's podcast with JJ Redick. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, hey, we have to chalk it up, get to the off season, see what's out there and get us a nice, shiny new toy. And we're going to get back at it. So disappointed? Not necessarily. But frustrated? Absolutely. You know what I mean? They got to get it together. And I think the one thing, it starts at the top. It starts at the office. And I think we need to understand that we have to get younger eventually. We have to have some young blood come through those Laker uniforms. We have to. Because it seems like the league is passing us by. And we're holding on to a top three player of all time. And I can almost say, bro, it's not worth it because it's not of Laker standards. This is not about his greatness. This is not about his talent. This is not about his achievements. None of that. This is about Laker standards only. It's not too many other teams that could hold their players to that regard. You know what I mean? It's about championships. And with you being that stature, you're going to get all the blame. Some of it is fair. A lot of it is not fair. But at the end of the day, that's what comes with wearing a Lakers jersey. And we will always stand on that because that's what got us 17. You know? Breaking the all-time scoring champion points. Salute to you, bro. That stays with us for the next, I don't know, probably the next 40 to 60 years. We got that. That's cool. The in-game tournament, that's cute. You know what I'm saying? We collect championships and we collect titles and stuff like that. But the main one is the main title. You know, nobody cares about that in-season tournament shit no more. We not. I mean, yeah, next season, it's cool to see those colorful courts and shit like that. But nah, man, we need number 18. So I'm going to pay close attention to this offseason and see what we need added. And we're going to see how Jeannie Buss is going to respond. She's on the clock now. This is not about Bron. This is not about AD. This is not about him. This is about our owner at this point. She's on the clock. Got to get it together.